Stop. He's walking around the room just begging.
Oh, no.
Begging.
No.
That's
things in the air fryer.
That's all he's doing.
Putting nuggets in the air fryer, listening to that. That's crazy.
He runs around the kitchen in his briefs.
Barely flat.
Yeah, it
is. That's a massive thing.
You're a mess, man.
Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Coppo Show. I go by the name of Big Dawdy George. Today, I'm joined here by my workers. By my runners. By my runners.
I have to laugh at that. That's kind of funny. I'm not a runner. Or I don't work for you either. LZ came to make it happen.
This is worth being the one you'll come to see.
So you've never done any sort of work for me?
No. I have.
Okay, so you, but okay, so you have worked for me then, innit? So you've worked for man, innit?
That's we're nasty, not, we're not, yeah, that's, we're not, that's we're an not abuse, gonna do that's this. Abusive
yeah,
friendship.
Yeah, we're not gonna do this.
Have you worked for me, yes or no?
The people can see what you're doing right now.
Yeah?
We've done mutual business.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. Fair enough, man.
How you lot been in there?
Really good, you know? Yeah, really good.
Yeah, not much has changed since.
Yeah, since the last time we met up.
Yeah.
We thank God.
Also, yeah, you know, and by the grace of God, you know, we've been able to...
To make it again to
another week.
I was going to ask you, like, yeah, seeing as we're in December now, coming into the new year, what would you say is something you've learned from this year so far? I just wanted to ask you, like, what have you learned about yourself this year? Feel free to answer the question.
Nah, I'm thinking.
What have you learned this year about yourself? You don't. No one's got anything.
As fucked as it is, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Ben, zoom in on him.
There's like a meme, and I've realized that later on, it's good to kind of live by that if faced in certain situations.
What's that?
But it says, people are wicked, but I am wickeder than them.
Okay, Els. Okay, so this is what you...
Whoa. So...
That is a rasta.
We've had private conversations.
They have locks. But my locks is bigger.
And my locks is more luckier than them.
We've had private conversations, and I've spoke to you a lot about certain things that have happened outside of the pod where I've had a situation to deal with, and you can only deal with it in a professional way. But I've realised I'm better, like, I'm good at playing people's stupid games when it comes to, like, professional side of things. I think that's a better way to put it.
Okay.
Than wickeder than them. Sorry.
Yeah. So you'd say that you know how to play the game.
Yeah.
That's what you've learned this year, how to play the game.
No, that's not the only thing. That's the only thing that comes to my head right now. I'm sure there's positive things, there's loads of things I could talk about, but that's just the first thing that came to mind.
What about you?
Resilience. Yeah. That's the word.
What about you? Is there anything you've learned about yourself or learned from this year? There must be something. We're always learning different things.
I generally take
every day as it comes.
Yeah. I don't look forward to things either until it's here.
Mm.
So, like, for example, say, like, I have something, like, exciting happening. I don't look forward to it until maybe, like, the day or, like, a few hours before it's going to happen.
What have you learned about that then?
Or to just take each day
as it comes.
Yeah, as it comes. And to just live life in the moment. Because I think sometimes, yeah, if you keep on just looking ahead and looking forward to this and that, then like, you forget about what's happening in the now.
Mm. No, I agree.
So I proper just, yeah, I just take each day as it comes, man. I wake up in the morning, attack the day.
Go to sleep.
Go
and then this weather's the next day's.
Yeah, and attack it.
No, I hear that. No, I'd say for me, I've realized that I was pouring too much into other things other than pouring into myself. Like, I didn't realise that I hadn't taken not one holiday this year until December.
Christmas.
It's disgusting.
That's slavery.
No, it's disgusting. Like, when I actually deep, I'm thinking, ugh. Like, what are you doing? Like, that is...
But that's because you... Nah, joke aside, that's because you like your job, though. No,
but it's not even about that, though. Because I feel like this year's been the most challenging in terms of work. What? This year's been hard.
I haven't really, as bad as I haven't really asked you. I just...
No, there's been... I can be honest. So, like, a lot of things have happened. Like, you know, remember I told you had Jack not working with me anymore?
Oh, you had to let him go?
Not let him go.
Who's Jack?
I remember I turned into a manager.
He was a manager and he had someone working underneath him.
Yeah.
So Jack was a manager?
No, I was his manager.
Oh.
And then he's not working with me now.
Wait, so now he's unemployed and that's...
No, he's not unemployed. You're not even... No, no, no.
Where's he going? Where's Jack?
To another member of the team. To another member of the team.
Oh, he's moved department.
I moved him around.
Was it for the best? You know, I don't even want to chat Jack's business. It's bad, man.
No, I'm not. We're not checking his business. I'm just saying this is what's been going
on. Why did you move him?
Because I was stressed out.
Oh, so you fell short of...
Yes.
Okay, got you.
So there's been a lot of that. And
so what his fault?
Jack's new. He's got no...
So you fucked him over?
No, I don't say fucking
and
over.
You said, you know what, because you're not black, I don't want you to...
No, it's going to
come on. That's nasty, come on.
We're not going to play that game. But what we're going to do...
It's not nice.
I'm trying to open up here.
Sorry,
and you're
sorry,
talking about sorry. black on white.
Crack.
You're talking about black on white. Blocking the man's in the office.
Sorry.
I've just realised I need to pour into my own cup first. I think I've poured into too much different things. And I think that's kind of affected me now to the point. I'm like, no, you know what? Next year, I'm going to pour into myself equally. And make sure I pour into myself first before I pour into anything else. That's what I've realised. It's important. Because if you just start pouring into other people, you're just left empty and high and dry. Not one holiday till December. That's disgusting.
Have you been pouring into women as well this year?
No. You can't pour into women.
But you can.
No.
Okay, yeah. Technically.
No, right? you can't. I ain't been pouring into no women.
No.
No, but I'm just, yeah, like, I'm going to pour into myself next year.
What do you do to, I don't even want to repeat what you said because I'm mad, but what do you do to enjoy yourselves? This is a question to, yeah.
Well, as a young man?
Yeah, because you said you don't enjoy yourself or whatever, you give to other people.
Mm.
What do you do for yourself?
I just think I need to do more things for me,
just say anything off the top of your head that is...
I think holidays.
Okay. Yeah.
Is a really important thing. You lot go on holiday. Jordan goes on holiday all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's quite a privileged thing that you do. You might not. Do you value the fact that you get to go on holiday so frequently?
Yeah, but at the same time, though, not even to sound mad, but anyone can go on holidays. Like, you can go anywhere.
No, you can.
It's not as.
Not everyone can.
But listen though, like you can go on holiday for a pair of trainers these days.
What do you mean?
If you plan ahead, yeah, and you do things correctly and you're organized.
I don't know.
And especially you could fly for decent prices. 100%.
I hear what you're saying.
100%
for him. But
like it's not as mad as it sounds.
No, but I feel like it is privileged position you're talking from though.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like I'm some.
You are. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Whatever you're gonna say.
No.
I think what he's you can go on holiday more, but I don't. Yeah, you. But I'm not saying it for everybody because people have kids. There's other things you could definitely go.
I should, and I am. Next year, you're gonna see me. I'm gonna start getting highlights on my Instagram.
And at the same time, do you know how I see it? Yeah, you see, like for example, sometimes people might, like people could go on. Let's say they go on 3 dates in a month. Yeah,
dates.
Yeah,
or like
dates.
Dating.
Yeah, or they go out with a girl or someone, and they spend say like 100 or 100 something pounds.
Mm.
That can add up to like 300 and something. that's a flight, or like a holiday, or like somewhere.
Malta or something.
Yeah, or like Barcelona for the weekend, Paris, Amsterdam, or something like that.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just think, like, if you plan it properly and you organise your life, you know, a bit better, maybe think, you know what, this week, I'm not going to smoke weed this month. I'm just saying, like, how it is, like, for some people, like, to maybe plan and go, like, maybe not as much as I do,
but you can
people,
go on holiday.
Yeah. But, like, you can, like, it's not as mad as some people make out.
How many holidays you been on this year?
No, but that's how many. I don't know.
You've lost count.
I don't know.
Over 10.
No.
Just under then.
No.
Must be just under.
No. 9. It's definitely about 9.
No, it's not. It's not 9.
It's about 9, 8.
Mm-mm, was that 5?
Okay.
He's not counting certain ones as holidays, so it might be.
Might be 10.
It's 5.
Even if you've gone to the same place twice. Look, how many times did you go to France?
No.
Yes. Yeah,
No, but that's not a holiday. Yeah. Bro, if you fly,
some people are breaking their back to go to France.
I know you can't talk about the whole thing, but yeah.
If you fly into a country,
yeah,
and you don't leave the airport,
yeah,
so you fly into France,
yeah,
stay at the airport, fly back early on the next day. That's not a holiday.
I didn't know you were doing that. I thought you was going out for at least. Like
no, I've never like from I've been to France this year. I've never gone outside of the perimeters of the airport.
You go. To France to the airport.
I thought you was going to the games and then, or like going out and then.
I haven't gone to no games there.
Oh shit!
Smuggling.
So exactly. So
smuggling.
It's like a smuggler.
Wait. I can't count at them. If you're not coming out of the airport, it's not, because that's basically, you know, when you stop off in a country and then you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I can't put out. I can't. Yeah.
It's 5. It's 5.
Yeah, she didn't look too sure.
It's 5.
I don't know.
He's saying 5, but he's so unsure.
In fact, it's even 4.
Say them out loud.
LA, Dubai.
Cool.
Miami.
Cool.
Amsterdam.
Portugal.
5.
Turkey.
That's not a holiday.
You left the airport. Man. You left the airport.
You left
the airport. So that's 6.
I did, but that's not a holiday.
And then France a couple of times.
Did you have a drink in Turkey?
No. Yeah, not this year, no.
Ah.
So, yeah. How about that, eh?
I was just trying to poke holes in your story.
Yeah. So, and how many times have you travelled, eh?
Oh, just the once, actually.
Yeah, and you done it big. Barbados for 2 weeks. That's a madness. Yeah. Barbados for 2 weeks is a madness.
I don't. You can't.
That's
twist
like
it.
Honeymoon. That's honeymoon.
We can't twist
this. That's insane.
We can't twist this. It's not.
That
you went to Barbados for 2 weeks.
I haven't been to Barbados for.
By the way, yeah, you know, I think
5 years.
I think after the Bahamas, Barbados is the most expensive place in the Caribbean. You know that,
sure.
Innit?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
It could be no. Yeah, it's the second. Because the Bahamas is a madness, but Barbados is just behind me.
I don't know.
2 weeks as well.
That's all inclusive as well,
wasn't it? No, it
weren't. It was. I saw them shots lined up.
It was at a bar.
Yeah, was there all them shots for you?
No, there was a group of us. It was like seven of us, I think. Yeah, 7 or 6. Yeah.
By the way, I'm not saying, because I know that people will say, like not anyone can just fly out.
Because yeah, that's what people are going to do.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But. Some people, if they sacrifice other things, then you, it's more easier for them to think.
Holidaypirates.com. I promise you, you'll find this.
What's that?
Holidaypirates.com.
What is that?
If you want to go somewhere on a budget, they've got like cheap plane tickets or like cheap accommodation or like packages basically that you could get.
Holidaypirates.com.
They can, yeah. I can go on there now, see what they've got going on. That's where I first saw the... Remember when we were talking about Barbados again? That's where I first saw it for like £300 and something.
What do you do to unwind, like to go back to what you're saying?
What, in terms of like relaxing?
Yeah. Because you're saying like you pour into other people, but like what do you do to like like for leisure?
Are you asking me as a serious question?
Yeah, seriously.
At gym? No, you lot don't think I don't. See, look. That's what I'm saying.
No, look at how you're sitting and you're saying it.
What, gym?
Like, not even sat with the form of somebody.
No, but
like your posture isn't going to be gym like.
I've got a bucket. It doesn't matter. I'm
slow, gym.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
What do you want me to do? Sit up like this?
Yes, your posture's bad.
I ain't sitting up like that. It's uncomfortable.
No, your posture's bad.
No, it's not. Yes, I do, see? This is why I can't ask these questions.
You're sitting like this.
That's
not
no wham. It is.
No, it's not.
That's what
I'm
trying to do.
No, I'm off form.
Greasing up the mic.
No.
But no, at gym and like I go. What else do I do in terms of this is some form of like leisure for me.
R&B events you go to.
But they're not regular though.
Are they not?
No, they don't go to them regular. I'd say gym.
Do you pod?
You're a very serious man.
Yes.
No, but
that's not good. I can name maybe like five things.
What in terms of that you do on a weekly basis?
Yeah, like to or things that I do to like to take my mind off.
I was doing running things. Until I got my injury.
You healed from that?
Still injured, man. Don't laugh. Shin splints is a serious condition that affects a lot of people, you know.
I'm sure it is.
Hurts the walk.
I'm sure.
You see, you sound lazy.
No.
No, no, no.
I go gym four or five times a week.
No, but you're saying all I do is I go gym. And that's all I do when I'm not doing anything.
I'm winding. You must do more than just
yeah,
gym.
Yeah, and you do. To be fair, we can cut this out, but you go on dates and stuff like
not regular, not as regular as you think. You know?
When was the last time you linked? Yeah,
PlayStation.
Yesterday.
I don't use PlayStation like that.
When's the last time you linked? Yeah,
he wants the answer.
I go gym, man. I go gym a lot, so that's one of my things that I do to unwind. Gym and events. But they're not all the time, though. That's the thing. Yeah. But I'm going to start doing more things for myself.
No, you do. I go gym. I go for food. I go...
What, you go for food every week?
Yeah, basically.
Where do you go?
All over the place. All the places that I see on TikTok and stuff.
Ballers.
I go.
Lord High Street.
Bro, like one week it could be Chinese, or it could be Tooting Market.
I fuck with Tooting Market.
Yeah. Or like whatever. Or I play PlayStation a lot, to be fair.
I find that boring though.
No, see.
You're just not a big gamer. I don't have time.
I don't find it entertaining.
I like gaming.
My
man.
Concentration's not there anymore.
For me. No, I like.
I
gaming.
Bought a game the other day. I was playing it for a week and I stopped.
Boxing one.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, no. I like gaming. So even now, like what? I might go home today and them not could be online. We play pro clubs.
What?
Like,
they're waiting for you.
Yeah, bro. We play pro clubs for like 2-3 hours. Or
it's relaxing, man.
Yeah, it's relaxing, man.
I just find it boring, though.
Did you do GTA like during lockdown?
I will get it when it
I
comes
found
back.
That so therapeutic.
Yeah, when yeah. The gaming stuff, when it comes, like I feel like I have to like the game though.
Oh, okay, got you.
Like FIFA's boring.
Like, do you know
like,
what
football
I do?
Manager,
yeah?
That's a bit more serious.
Like, do you know what I do? Yeah, I like
do you
to
think
do...
I would want to be doing that?
Well, football manager.
Like, why do you think I want a serious game?
No, but you would.
Chess.
Mortgage advisor.
I don't,
if there's a game on sales, and you got to hit your KPIs, you'll be on it. Lovely. But yeah, I just like to do things like, you know, like where you can go somewhere and just put your phone down for like an hour or so. So like it could be football. I started table tennis again, gym, PlayStation. Yeah. Like a little holiday. And I like holidays too, because you're on a different time zone to here. So it's just good. Like you need to.
No, obviously I play poker in that.
Yeah, what? Once a month?
Yeah, that's still something.
No, I'll give him poker. I feel like you do actively try to.
Yeah, but you need to do a bit more.
No, I do. Don't make it like I'm some boring man.
No,
like, I'm going.
No, you're making it out like that.
No, no, I said I need to do poor into my.
Because I asked you, you said yeah, but I go gym.
I'm thinking on a Monday to Friday. I can't really do too much. I'm at work.
I feel like you can, you know, because yes, of where you live.
What? Give me some examples of things on a Monday to Friday.
You know, bro, you live 10 meters from your work.
Like, you've got a lot of time. It takes me like an hour and some change to get
give
to
give me some but examples of things you can do in a week.
You can go restaurants. You can go to different bars. You can go theater.
I do go to these things.
Yeah, you should have mentioned that.
I've actually gone to theater multiple times. I go to theater regular. But it's just not weekly.
You go cinema.
Not weekly, though. That's the thing. I can't be doing these things weekly.
But you've
very
gone
expensive.
More than both of us. So I would say, cool.
Like, yeah, I've gone theater. I've been to see Gladiator 2. A one or two.
You can say that then. I wouldn't even, obviously, all right, cool. It's not weekly, but you can say that for what you do to unwind because I don't do that weekly.
I thought you lot were just talking on a Monday to Friday basis. That's why I was keeping it limited.
I don't.
In terms of things I do, I'm very sociable. I go out all the time, but I just don't do it weekly because that's very expensive to be doing cinema, theatre, holidays, restaurants every week.
But
that's expensive. Let's be honest. Not everyone's got the luxury, Jordan. Not everyone's got that luxury.
Tooting Market,
Chinese. It's a luxury life. Living a good life there, my
friend. Chinese,
brother.
For me and my family.
Okay.
It's 40 quid.
Okay.
You know, a little date night for you, you know. You and a female friend, 150 quid.
Depends where we're going.
The ending.
I'm gonna blow up.
Oh, yeah? Right. All rise. What is now in session?
Right. So I was seeing, I don't know if you lot saw recently about that Grime, you see that Grime Scene Saviors thing? Dropped recently.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to know what you lot's thoughts are. Like, where do you think the best rappers from London are from? Like, where do you think they actually come from?
Probably North and South.
I think North and East, you know. Yeah, if you had to rank it, yeah.
I can't think of where everyone's from. I'm going to say South just because that's where.
South? You think South are the best rappers? Think about what you're saying. Don't just give a blasé answer.
No, it's biased because that's where I'm from.
Who?
Think about it. You're from South as well.
Yeah, but you're not thinking. You're not putting any effort into this question.
You're just saying South. Lock into the conversation.
You're being ignorant.
No, you know what that's like? That's like I was asking you, who has the better artist, Jamaica or Ghana?
What, in terms of what? Music?
Yeah, of music.
You're just going to off the bat to say Jamaica.
Yeah, 100% you're going to say Jamaica.
No, but that...
But you're not going
to say... Cranium.
Cranium. It's a cranium. Wait. But that's biased. Different because we're from London, so we all can have an opinion on this.
Yeah. And you're from Jamaica.
No, but I'm saying
off the top of my head, but genuinely, I feel
you
like
think South have the best rappers.
Yeah, I think South and North.
I think North, you know, North.
Dead serious. South. I'm thinking about it now. Dead serious. For my music taste, South. Dead serious.
I think.
And in terms of clarity and stuff as well, I think South.
But North Skepta.
Yeah, but Skepta could be the only one that has clear, like, proper clarity.
Skepta's good, but...
Then you got Wretch.
He's good as
Little
well.
Little Sims.
Where's she from North?
Yeah, from North.
I didn't know where she was from.
They've got... North is... They've got every single... Nines, Scraps. These are on the North, man. Yeah, and fine. I'll say East is second.
Where's Potter Paper from?
East. East, oh, Jay Huss.
I thought it was from South.
No. Where's anyone from?
North. Yeah. See, I'm saying North. It's got to be North still.
But my favorite ones from those is probably Potter and
because I was when I changed my mind, I was thinking of Potter. I thought he was from South.
What part of South was he thinking he's from?
I don't know. I saw him in Blue Jays a couple of times. So
No, he's not from South. I think North, East, then South, and then West last. That West, I'm not really sure who they've really got.
AJ, Tracy.
Fredo. Digga D.
He's hot.
Yeah, but yeah, there I'd say them. So we're agreeing North's the best.
No.
No, we're not.
No, because the only ones that I probably like consistently listen to from there is Heady and Potter.
So you listen to more South rappers?
Yeah.
Is it because you relate to what they're saying more?
Mm, nah. I don't know.
You just, that's more for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying North anyway, I think, just based
on. So who from North do you listen to?
I would say Nines, Scraps. I like Nines and Scraps. Where's Knox from?
Don't know.
He's hard. I think he's good still.
Yeah, he's cold. Yeah, he's very cold.
Yeah. I would say Nines, Scraps, and then Potter. Those are the three that I'll kind of check for. Everyone else, it's more ad hoc. Like, I might listen to a K-Trap here and there, but not really all the time. But that's why I think North is the best, because they've got lyrical, they've got Graham, and they've got... Who? Oh,
that there North? You go. Is that Northwest?
North. Yeah, it's North. It's North for me. I like North.
But people don't... Northwest and North.
Yeah, they get mad angry when, yeah, like...
So wait. Hold on. So you have to say Northwest and North?
Yeah, like, I did it one time, and bro, my brethren was getting angry. Ah, I'm not fucking from that. All right. Okay, calm down.
Yeah, so you be careful.
Sucking off the Northwest, man. Be careful. To be careful, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, else? You know, on that topic, yeah. What are three perfect songs for you? Like, perfect.
Psalms 23.
When you say perfect,
I'm not alone.
So, Storms was talking about it on his story, where he's listing perfect songs. But obviously, a perfect song is perfect for you, where you think. I can't remember the exact definition or how he broke it down, but he was saying, like, the melody,
ad libs,
like, start to finish. You think that song is perfect, start to finish. Ooh, I probably should have asked you that before so you could have a think about it, but
yeah. Psalms 23, I'm Not Alone. That tune, I listen to that tune every single day, like, without fail.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, that tune is serious, like. Like the melodies that the ad libs.
Who sings it?
Psalms 23.
Yeah. Is it because you just really like that song?
Yeah. So it's not that one. Yeah, Joshua Sherman.
I don't think I've heard it. I'm about to listen to it.
I haven't heard it still. I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah.
Psalms 23.
Yeah, Psalms 23.
So what else would you say is like a perfect song for you? Perfect's hard though, you know. I can just say something.
No, but
really,
there's some
really
songs
like,
that actually
you listen to and say, no, this is peak.
Yeah. Maybe I like Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
He's a joy.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely up there.
Wait, is
as
that
a
the,
perfect
and
song?
Is that, but that is it deserve this?
Yeah.
He's talking
because, about driving a whip with no insurance and all that.
Because
that's
it's
what
like,
he says.
I can't remember.
It's like
what
it builds
part.
You up. Yeah. Like it slowly builds like, you up.
You can hear him.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Like, he might have cried in the booth.
That song, maybe.
God. Hard, you know. It's actually hard. Perfect song. I got one.
Yeah.
I'll say one. I really like Her featuring Daniel Caesar.
What's the name?
Best Part.
Okay.
Really like that song. I think that song there is like, I've said if I got married,
yeah,
that could be one of the songs I could potentially dance to.
Got you.
Because of the words. Mm-hmm. Talking about your partner being the best part of your life.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say Daniel Caesar, Her. Because I'm an R&B man. Obviously, I had to go to the Caribbean.
You don't have to.
It's my choice. And there's a few. I've said to you before, I really like Beg Your Fuck. I've said to you, this is a
I can't.
It's a good song.
No,
George.
From start.
Let's not finish.
From start to finish.
It's a good.
He is cold.
Diamond. Me need your vagina. It goes off every single time. You know you can play that in any dance and it's going off.
100%.
You got man whining.
You're a disgrace.
I can't, I feel the
that's
same
a good
the
song.
Beg your fuck.
It's a good song. In terms of melody,
your mess.
Hook, chorus. It's got,
and you know that's probably a freestyle, isn't it?
Don't matter. Replay value. It's replay value. You know that song won't stop being played in the dance.
How's it even start again?
Diamond. We need your vagina. That pussy girl.
No, come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Kicking off a song like that is cold.
Yeah. Whoever Diamond is, ratings.
That's
ratings to Diamond.
That's a freestyle.
Don't matter.
I think
he's done well. He's
no,
done
you should
well.
Be allowed to say that. Cause
Wait. So you're telling me, yeah, that song for you is a song that's a perfect song. Like,
I
all right, cool.
I genuinely like that song.
So sing me the ad libs of that song.
The ad libs?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like just the bit?
Like you see, yeah, like for me, yeah, a perfect song is a song where
I can't sing the ad libs.
But when I'm playing it, like I know the lyrics and I know the ad libs. Like that's a perfect song. You're just thinking
songs I really, really like.
Yeah, and that's I beg your fuck for.
But you can't judge
that's
me
nastiness.
Based on my
yeah, but that can't. But come
I
on,
understand. I can't hear you. I understand.
A perfect song.
Yeah.
Diamond, I need your vagina.
Yep.
Mess.
And then I would say there's a gospel song that I like. There's a few. But I've said Gyra. I've said this to you before.
Okay, yeah.
Gyra, I really love that song. That song could make me quite emotional.
To be fair, I like, I think Sovereign God is one as well. I like that one. You don't know about that
I
one.
I do know. That's by like Maureen.
Because you don't really go to church.
I do, yes I do. I go to church. I haven't seen you in church in a while.
Yeah, I've been busy. I've been
okay, of course you have. go Chinese.
Wait, so I should probably prep myself. Beanie Siegel, Feel It In The Air.
Big tune. Is that a perfect song though?
No, perfect. Start to finish. Listen to what he said.
Yeah.
Like even when I watch the video, I feel I'm involved in the whole thing. There's a song I always forget.
Like, you know, like that song, like the instrumental to that song is like, it's like, yeah, like he's not, like he's not wasting it.
Nah.
Not doom, 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 doom. It's just pure bass.
You can't be upset because I like a fucking banger. That's a banger.
You're just like fucking.
It's a banger. But else, it's not a banger.
No, that's why I can't.
He likes that. You like that song. It comes off.
Yeah, but that's
dance.
Not a perfect
I'll
song for you.
For me, it is.
I can't
in a dancehall scene, it is.
Bro, if you're so pro Jamaican.
Yeah, I love it. I fucking love it.
I'm trying to think what else. That was it. Her name's Psalmist Rain. And I think the song's called Release God. That song's cold. It's mad long. I think it's like 10 minutes or something like that. But
most gospel songs are quite
long, to be fair. That's cold. I came across it randomly on YouTube like last year or the year before. And then probably
sorry.
That's a mad.
Is that yours? Is that your second? James Brown.
My third would probably change, but for now, I'd probably say Drake and Jhené Aiko from Time.
Nice song.
Yeah.
They're not perfect. It's nice.
That for now.
I feel like that song kind of lost this, like, its replay value is not great, though.
I just really like it.
Yeah. I like Meek Mill 1942 Flows as well.
That's a nice song.
That's a good song. And Used To. By Meek Mill as well.
Yeah, that's cold.
Used To, I don't know.
That's not from his mixtape, but it's an old song. Old song. Like, Used To Be a Used To. I can't remember all the lyrics. Yeah, that song's cold. And there's a bunch of Adele songs, but I'm not going to get into that for now.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So you're still sticking with Beg Your Fuck.
I've said one gospel, one R&B, and one dancehall. But these are the things that I like. Or I could put like potentially like I do like Wizkid on his Made in Lagos album.
That's true love. Oh, yeah, no, that's not hard.
Yeah,
that's hard. That's
no,
hard.
But what? If you're at home on your own,
listen to
Beg Your Fuck.
Goes off.
You're doing a madness.
That is one way to really start.
He's walking around the room just Beg Your Fuck. Beg Your Fuck.
No.
That's
things in the air fryer.
That's all he's doing.
Putting nuggets in the air fryer, listening to that. It's crazy.
He's running around the kitchen in his briefs.
Belly flat.
Yeah, it
is. That's a massive thing.
you're a mess, man. You're a mess.
Oh, shit. That's fucked. Actually, fucked.
Anyway, go on.
As an adult, what's something that you wish you never ever started doing?
Oh, there's a few.
Oh, man, there's a few.
What? Is this like for like spiritual? Or?
Just.
Something come into my head.
Yo, fuck.
Never started.
Is that spiritual?
I was talking about a spiritual journey.
Spiritual warfare.
Oh, God. As an adult, something I've never started doing.
I was thinking about this the other day, yeah? And I think mine is, I wish that I never started to drink alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just think sometimes it's actually poison.
Mm.
Like, think about it, yeah? You're drinking something and you're putting it in your body and it's making you feel mad. Mm. But I'm too far down the line now.
To turn back.
Yeah, I'm too far to turn back.
And I think what...
Like, and I've gone on detoxes, I've done this, I've done that. But I think that like, it would take something serious for me to start drinking, like God forbid, by a serious health condition.
That's the only way.
I think so.
Well, that's quite whoa.
I think so.
Only a health condition will stop you from drinking.
That's fuck.
Wait,
you say that out loud. Like,
wait, when you say only a health condition is going to stop me from getting on the liquor.
And Jimmy Fair.
I was like, wait, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm done.
That's not right. That's crazy.
And I'll be honest, yeah, I don't even drink as much as I used to now.
Yeah.
But I still think that it's mad. Don't you think? Because you drink a lot.
Mm.
No, I'm not coming for him. I'm not coming for him. But like, don't you think sometimes, bro, like I wish I didn't drink.
No.
Cause you know what?
Because like, I feel like I don't drink all the time. I drink.
No, but you drink like every weekend though.
Potentially.
And in the week, maybe.
No, I don't. Like, I don't.
Like
I don't.
Little one with the lads.
No, don't go. I would say more. My drinking is a lot of socializing. Like it takes the edge off for me. Like just like that's why I have a little drink. But I wouldn't say I wouldn't want to not drink because. It's all within moderation, isn't it?
Yeah, but then...
if you're drinking to the point where it's changing your life, then I can understand that. But if you're drinking occasionally, going out, come.
Like, I don't feel like it's changing like my life, but I think in the long run, I think it has changed my life.
How?
Because the other day, I thought about all the money that I could have spent on alcohol since I started drinking.
That's crazy, though.
No, but it's not. Because when I look at certain, I think,
a problem.
This is thousands and thousands of pounds.
More than that.
And it's like I'm not an alcoholic. Like,
But over the course of
like whatever.
Yeah.
Then I think, yo, like this is,
oh. That's like on my banking app. It will tell you how much you spent on takeaway for the month, and I am disgusted at my decisions I've made.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Is it?
Yeah. It tells you how much. And
how much you did? Is it that bad? Is it like a massive direct? If it put like this, if it was a direct debit. Would you be like, I need to cancel that?
Yeah.
You would?
On a bad month, I could probably go to the Maldives.
Shit, Els. How about, whoa.
Off season, not peak season. Off season.
You could, nine bills.
Now it's more than that.
L's.
Yeah. But that's because, say, if I'm with people, it's not always just for me. If I'm with people, I say, oh, do you want something? This, this, that. Any minor inconvenience, I'm not cooking. Anything. Fuck up my day.
It's turning into an intervention.
No, but I hear that, though.
I'm not cooking.
Like, you see sometimes, yeah, like me, like when I'm hungry, I have to eat there and then. Like, I proper rate people that can be hungry
and cook
and go home
and chef
and cook, or they go to the supermarket, buy this, buy that, and then go home and cook.
It's discipline, that
is. Because that's like another 2 hours to wait, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do that. Like,
or you can cook something quick.
Yeah, but
I don't bring lunch into work either.
I like to enjoy my meals.
And I don't, like, I don't like doing, like, the whole meal deal. I'm going to a restaurant.
Do you, so you eat takeaway every time you go to the office?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Like, I'm going to a restaurant. I'm not bringing in nothing from my house.
You going to a restaurant?
Yeah, I go to a restaurant or a takeaway.
Yeah, I used to do that when I used
people at my workplace look at me like I'm mad.
That's expensive, girls.
But it's not always like somewhere mad. I might just go like Nando's.
That's mad.
Wait, but for, if you didn't live where you lived, would you do the same?
I would bring in food. That's what I used to do.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I would just do a tuna pasta, so I'm quick. But I'll know that tuna pasta, I'll bring it into lunch tomorrow and I'm good.
See, like, you see me, yeah. When,
I could do that, but I just don't want
to. Like, when it comes to food, I need to enjoy it as well. Like, you see, like...
Wouldn't you like a tuna pasta?
No, but like, I might, like lunchtime could come and I think, I've got that tuna pasta, man. like, sometimes, you might have, like, leftovers and you think, I don't even want that. Like, you know what I mean?
So what would... So you like food to make you feel good?
Yeah.
It's enjoyable.
Like, you see food,
that's how takeaway will mash you up.
No, though. But like, you see
that's
food,
where I'm in my position.
I feel like food for Maldives. Me is like...
Off season, not peak season.
Like, you see food, I feel like food is like food makes you feel nice. Like, you know something, like you have a nice food and it's just like, wow, like this was
that's serious. Really made my day.
Like, even like, you see, like for me, my favorite time of the week is Sundays. Sunday dinner, roast dinner, with all the trimmings, When, bro, like, I swear down, when I finish that, I sit down and I sit back and I say, wow. The roast potatoes, the rice and peas, the chicken, the nice gravy, the mac and cheese, the veg, coleslaw. It's like you sit back and you say, wow. Like, sometimes, like for lunch, I don't want to have just like, I don't know, what, like a bagel.
I would, like, this is genuine. I'll be in my office and I'll see a man come back in with old sandwich, a Lucozade, and a packet of crisp, and he's miserable. I'll leave him. I'm going Nando's. I'm going to go get something nice. Man. Like, I got like a nice little katsu curry the other day from around the corner from where I work. Went off. Nice little drink.
You need the food to make you like, feel good.
I'm already in the office in the middle of winter. It's cold. I'm getting something nice. I'm looking forward to lunch.
Like, you know what? Yeah, I can rate people that can just eat, like, to just eat. Like you know, like
eat for fuel kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm past doing that.
Like, but I need to feel like, oh my goodness, like this is crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like that's how
food should make you feel.
No, I do hear that, because when you eat a good meal and when you spend money on food, that shit is devastating. Yeah. That might be one of the worst feelings. That's close to heartbreak.
Yeah.
I've had a few moments where I've spent a top dollar and the food shit, terrible feeling afterwards.
It's not so mad, I think I get this from my mum. Because I was with my mum the other day, and she made lamb chops, innit,
Ooh.
But she said...
Your mum's lamb chop slap.
Exactly. But she said this time, but she made bear, innit? And she said this time, she didn't like it because she got the lamb chops from somewhere else.
Where did she go?
I can't remember.
Like, what, different butchers?
Yeah. Okay. And I felt bad for her because I thought, like, I know how you must feel. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like you look before.
Yeah.
And she And she was just like, no, like I can't eat it anymore.
Good as fuck, you know. So they looking at his mom and said, oh, mom, man.
Yeah, like.
What, the lamb chops were dead?
Yeah, like, she said, no, you have the rest. I don't want them.
Yeah, it must be mad deflated.
Yeah, no, she was like, I felt mad sorry for her. because it's like food, like, you know, like food, like it makes you, and I get why, like girls, like they see food and they do like the little dance thing that shaky. They do, like, you know what I mean? Because it's vibes.
Yeah, no.
Definitely something can definitely raise your mental health.
That's why I've had one bad experience where I did bring in packed lunch, not to where I work now, but a previous place.
What happened?
It spilled in the bottom of my bag. Oh, I just had spag boulders in the bottom of my bag. Yeah,
What kind of containers do you use?
I just didn't wrap it properly. You know, like how a mum would put it in cling film as well. Just slapped it in the thing,
and it just opened up on the tube.
I'm thinking, bro, why is it a bit like warm? This is mad, but yeah.
Spag boy in cling film, you know.
Oh, warm bag.
No.
But I'm not. I spend too much on takeaway.
Yeah, sounds like there's a couple of things you don't need to change.
I'm not gonna work.
But I don't drink as much as I used to anymore. But I just think, like, I wish I never started it, because I think
So what are you gonna do about this though? Is there anything that you think, like, see, you both mentioned things that you realize there's a problem. You look and think, I've spent how much? You look back at the spending. Is there anything you think you can do to change this?
Get more money.
Also, just get money.
That'll fix everything.
Yeah. No, but to be fair, I've probably done it now, innit? Like, I don't drink as much as I used to.
How often do you drink now, roughly? A month?
Maybe twice now.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is it more on occasion?
Yeah, and sometimes it's not even like. Like a mad razzle now, like it might be like a little wine.
Wines?
That's mad mature.
Drinking wine or dude?
White Moscato.
That's a good one, you know.
Serious.
That's actually mad mature.
Serious wine.
That's a dessert wine though.
And when it's cold,
You've been on too many dates.
Huh?
You've been on too many dates.
No. Like, Moscato.
You look like a dog. Swishing it.
Swishing it around.
You look a dumb. Anyway, let's get into a couple of these.
When you didn't answer my question.
What was the question?
What's something that you wish you didn't stop?
If something I wish I stopped doing. Thinking of wild stuff. This might have to go on Patreon.
Go on.
I think masturbation is a big thing.
I knew it.
But it's a problem within a lot of men.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, you know, porn is bad.
Yeah.
I ain't watched porn for maybe 3 years now.
No, it's true.
I stopped watching as well.
But you know, a lot of men get corrupted because of porn.
Yeah.
And like, I don't really watch porn like that. That's not really my thing. But I know that porn, masturbation, it's just sin on top of sin on top of sin. It's literally a sandwich of sin. It's a sin sandwich. What you're looking at is someone else sinning.
And then you're sinning
watching them sin. No, think about it though. And then afterwards,
it's just
a mess of sin. It's full of sin. Your hands are full of sin. You're sinned up. And the thing is,
you're in the sin bin.
It's nasty. And you think to yourself, what have I even achieved?
Apart from sin.
That's it. That's sin. All you've achieved.
Sin.
And the thing is, if God was to look back and say, right, let's look at your highlight reel while you've been on earth. It's just going to see a lot of wanking. God's going to see why you're really going for it.
Yeah. Well,
I did not design your hands for that.
As you come into heaven, Fiona, just come into my face.
Yeah. Let's just look at your highlight reel.
Just close the door.
I won't even look up. I'll just be
like this. Yeah.
For the whole thing.
No. No, but you're here. You're here,
sir. You just see your belt buckle on the You just hear your belt buckle and your trousers by your ankles. Is this acceptable to get into the pearly gates of heaven? This is what I'm saying. I genuinely think masturbation, it's not needed. It's not a good thing. It's really bad. And a lot of people are doing it quietly as well. Like, people don't talk
in the dark.
In the darkness. It's hard to say for me. I'd say if I didn't start masturbating, I think I'll be in a better place.
Fair enough.
No, I'm not even going to say takeaway because it's not a problem. Mm. Not a problem.
Maldives is a
city. And you enjoy it?
Off season. Yeah, I really enjoy trying different foods.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say though if you had to pick one though?
Drinking, you know, thinking about it because it's not necessary. You just do
it's not in it.
You just do it.
And you know what, yeah? And you know, like, I feel like what it's done to us, yeah, is this stopped us from going to certain places without
thinking you can drink.
Yeah. So like you see now, yeah, like we might say, oh, I'm on a drinking ban, so there's no point in me going here to this place. Because I can't drink.
Yeah.
But like people who don't drink can just go anyway.
Yeah.
And enjoy themselves. So I feel like we've probably taken away the fun of us enjoying certain experiences
for what it is
without alcohol.
Mm. Yeah. Can we go on a drinking banger?
To be fair, I haven't drunk in a while. Not on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's hard. There's a couple events coming up.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, like to be fair, on the 28th,
yeah.
I'm
drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna go for it. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
But do you reckon we could do it?
No, I've done it before. Like
maybe we do January.
Said this before.
We just said fuck it. We see what let's see how we feel after Jordan's party.
I'm on it, you know. I'm on it. Like I'm just gonna detox. Yeah. No drinking.
Why don't we see who can? I feel like we might have to have a competition
and then have like put money in if you.
Yeah, because that's what will make me.
Really,
yeah, like keep
take
it
seriously.
It's the competitive. So if you just no lying, me,
I'll be mad. Like magnums on the way.
I was just about to say magnum for you.
Yeah, you love a magnum.
No,
and a Guinness.
It's a Guinness.
But this is why we'll give it up. I'm on that, you know.
Yeah, no, cool.
I'm actually on doing it. Like,
let's revisit it again after thing.
Yeah. Alright, cool. Alright, cool. Yeah.
Benefit. Cue the music. And we're back here to the streets news. So I'll read the headline, yeah? But I want to ask you a little question afterwards. So a Canadian man jumps in front of a polar bear to defend his wife from an attack. What is the biggest animal you're willing to defend your wife from?
Fish.
So anything bigger than a fish, you're going to leave your wife.
Listen.
That's nasty.
But these animals have big bites.
So,
polar bear.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight.
You're gonna fight a polar bear?
My wife, yeah.
You know you're gonna lose, though, right? You do understand.
And then your wife's gone and you're gone.
No, she ain't.
You're even there to tell the story.
I'll be like, wait! Ah! Take a massive chunk out of my side. No, I'm defending my wife against most animals, giraffe, elephant. I'm gonna put myself in front of her.
Yeah, no. To be fair, yeah, I'm joking, but yeah, I would.
You would as well, man.
Yeah, I didn't say I wouldn't.
If things
like you have to, like it doesn't matter how big the
thing is.
Yeah, the animal is. You gotta do what you
put yourself in front and just hope and start praying to God.
Yeah, I'd give it my all. Put it that way.
No, but I'll just make myself mad big. Like
a gorilla.
Did you jump out of his
sleep? Yeah. Like, I'll be moving mad. Like, just make myself big, like, mad big. And just run towards, like, whatever it is. Because when you think about it, yeah, a lot of these animals.
Imagine the man in the tractor.
No, but that's what animals do, you know. Cats do it.
Yeah.
Cats do the mad little thing.
Yeah.
Our monkeys do it.
Yeah. They make themselves look bigger.
Yeah. Girlfriend accidentally threw away her boyfriend's 569 million Bitcoin fortune. Are you staying with your other half if she threw away over 500 M's?
Yeah, I would, but there'll be nothing but
constant reminders.
Yeah, like I couldn't do it. Like there might be a bit of constant hate.
Well, no, I'm on that as well, but I know that I'm gonna remind her anytime. See when like a bill comes through. Oh, I wonder what could pay this. I wonder what could have paid this. Parking tickets.
Yeah.
The lot. But yeah. That would be our little banter though. But I won't leave her, but I'll definitely let her know.
Because that will get jarring after a while.
But I'll keep her going. It'll be jarring if I had 569 million.
It's too much.
Well, you let her go.
I don't think, because I'd be so petty about it at every single moment. Mm. It wouldn't be healthy for both of us. Minor things could pop up, like I'm going to get chicken and chips or something. I'll just be looking at us, I wish I had 500 million for it. Shit like that, I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, so you think your behaviour?
Behaviour would be so foul and sour, it just wouldn't be a good place to be around me.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to be a good person. She probably won't. I'm going to be an awful person to be around.
She'll end up leaving.
Yeah, the house will be toxic.
Mad toxic. Yeah, comes in from work. Ah, bare noise.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'll just be slamming the cupboards.
No, but that's the rest of mine.
No, it's not.
If you're just booming off the cupboards, that's threatening, man.
Slamming plates.
I know that I will be the same because if I had kids, I'll be telling my kids, your mother.
See your mother.
Why don't you revert back to Jamaica? Because after that, you see your mother.
Oh.
She's holding your back. That's what I would say. But yeah, I reckon it would potentially become a little bit toxic still.
Fair enough. I'll just get straight into it. Thoughts and feelings on Pastor Toby's deportation.
Is it been confirmed though?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I just want to get thoughts and feelings.
I swear it was.
But I'll be honest, I knew that they were gonna come from some point. And even if it is fake news, I've got a feeling that it's
of him getting deported.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How was the service when you went, Fionn?
What?
Like,
I ain't been. Wait. That's propaganda. You can't be pushing out that into the world. You can't be pushing that into the world. I saw that the church has been closed down. Is that?
I don't know. I don't follow.
Is that right, Jordan?
Yeah, apparently.
It's gone.
Where was the church?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. You're trying to catch me out, but I don't know.
But, yeah. That's it. Been here to the streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
Oh, cool. So, like, now moving forward into, like I said, about towards the end of the year, what is something that you have ambitious-wise for 2025? Like, what do you want to achieve next year?
More holidays and certain things I want to do with my work career.
You mind saying, or is it a bit personal?
No, it's not even personal, to be fair. It's just, like, taking steps towards more more director stuff. Because at the moment, mine's more lead and senior.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm trying to take more steps to like, yeah.
I'm just trying to make more money.
You have an actual goal?
What, of how much I want to make?
Mm.
No, I'm just trying to make.
I have a lot of bread.
He's been putting that on Snap like every other day. I need more money.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Definitely all do.
That's what I'm on, man.
Yeah, I think we all do. Yeah. I would say for me, like, I've been having, like, mad thoughts in my head in terms of, like, I want to get on the property ladder. I'm just thinking, well, I'm just spending, like, grand a year. But I'm like, no, if I put money aside I could literally have my own space and be managing it that way. Do you know what I mean? So that's something.
And it's hard to save as well when you've got all of them out.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard when you're renting and you've got a lump sum coming out. Yeah. Sometimes I think fuck it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? And then I realize he'll kick me out. And then but in terms of like, yeah, I think that's something. I don't think I'll get on it next year, but I feel like at the end of it, I want to be saying like next year, I want to be looking for a mortgage broker.
Okay, got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're gonna start making serious steps towards it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's one more promotion at work that I'm really want to achieve. Because I'll be like the first black business manager in the company. I feel like that would be good.
That'd be sick.
Statement for myself and a good representation as well. So I'm really pushing for that next year. I want to do that. I can do that, save a good amount of money, go on holidays, and I'll be happy because I'll be like, you know what? Put myself in a good place.
No, I genuinely hope you get that.
Yeah, I think you will as well.
Yeah,
I want it.
Because you take work seriously, so I think you'll do it.
Yeah, that's something that I want for next year still. Yeah, that was it really. Yeah, so we're done.
Is that it?
Yeah, from us. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, cheers for that, guys. You know, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. This has been the Copper Show. I've been Big Geordie George. On Saturday the 28th of December, having a Christmas party. So what I've done, exclusive to the Coppo people, I've added a discount code. The discount code is called Coppo Special. Yeah, so go onto shrimp.com. The link is in my bio on my Instagram. Grab your tickets and go into Coppo Special. Also, my friends at Wingstop have given me free food as well, so the first 100 guests get free Wingstop. So yeah, so a Saturday 28th, Geordie George Christmas party.
I'm actually looking forward to that party.
That's
the next time I'm stepping.
Lasted.
Yeah. That's the next time I'm stepping. Yeah. I've got my outfit.
What?
I'm gonna come.
Three piece suit.
Yeah.
No.
It's some pro Jamaican.
It's a pro Jamaican outfit.
I'm even gonna pull up a little bit late. Ross, that feel fucking watch. You watch. I'm looking forward to it. That's gonna be the end of the 2024 on a blast. And
it'll be there, man.
It finishes. You put 12. Is it going on?
No. 12. 7 till 12. Nice, calm little time. Cause you see me now. I can't party until the early hours of the morning anymore.
So not even extended by like an hour or so.
I might see.
You know the people that I'm going to want to extend it.
Yeah, I might see it. But yeah.
Looking forward to that still. Yeah. So everyone's invited.
Yeah. The link's in my bio, so grab your tickets.
And it'll be in the description as well.
Yeah. All right, cool.
You're signing off. Elsie, okay, Mr. Make Happen.
It's your boy Fear, the one you'll come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.